Well, where's the beautiful girl was supposed to be here?
Annie came?
Sure, sleeping upstairs. We picked her up on the 1 o'clock train last night. Wonderful thing. Girl leaves here, a scrawny kid. A couple of years go by, she's a regular woman. Hardly recognized her. She was running in and out of this yard all her life. That was a very happy family used to live in your house, Jim.
Well, I'd like to meet her. The block can use a pretty girl. The whole neighborhood isn't a damn thing to look at.
Jim! Jim Bayless!
Except my wife, of course.
Mrs. Adams is on the phone, you dog.
Such is the condition which prevails. My love, my life.
Don't sniff around me and give her a nasty answer. I can smell her perfume over the phone.
What's the matter now?
I don't know, dear. She sounds like she's in terrible pain. Unless her mouth is full of candy.
Well, why don't you just tell her to lay down?
She enjoys it more when you tell her to lay down.
Okay.
And when are you going to see Mr. Hubbard?
My dear, Mr. Hubbard is not sick, and I have better things to do than to sit there and hold his hand.
It seems to me that for $10 you could hold his hand.
Oh, God. Joe, if your son wants to play golf, tell him I'm ready. If he wants to take a trip around the world for about 30 years.
Why do you needle him? He's a doctor. Women are supposed to call him up.
All I said was Mrs. Adams is on the phone. Can I have some of your parsley?
Yeah, sure. You're a nurse too long, Susie. You're too realistic.
Now you said it.
Frank, the toaster. Hiya.
Hello, Lydia. The toaster.